Welcome back, colleagues. The officials from the department. In this second session of the meeting, in this second session, we are going to get a briefing from the department officials around the rental housing amendment bill, and then we will hear the whole presentation. I don't want to present what we present, but our understanding is that the bill was dealt with by the previous Human Development Committee, and it went through to the NGOP, and then there were certain amendments. Then the committee wants to, and the officials want to talk to us about that, so that then it can proceed to its conclusion. So I'll hand over to the officials to do the presentation. They will introduce themselves as they are doing the presentation. And Ms. Pasia. Ms. Pasia says they must introduce themselves. they will introduce themselves and who they are, so that at least we understand. And I'm hoping that all of us will got the copy of the bill itself, together with the presentation that the department is going to do. So without wasting time, I'm going to hand over to the department so that we are able to minimize and economize on time, so that we can go and eat at lunchtime and go to the house full without sitting here and wasting much time. Honorable Nanga Tabas.
Thank you, Chairperson. May I propose that it should be recorded that we reconvene as a regular committee, because before break, which was a workshop, I propose it should be recorded now that we reconvene as a regular committee meeting. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Mbana Sabashe. It's a portfolio committee meeting of human settlements. It was a workshop of the committee of human settlement. So can we agree that the committee now is in session? I don't think there's anybody who's opposing your proposal, Honorable. But thank you very much. It's agreed upon.
Yes.
Yeah. Can I hand over to the department today?
Thank you, Chairperson, Honorable Members. Good morning. My name is Ndisiwe Ngogo. I'm the CEO of the National Department. Our presentation is going to highlight.
Maybe since we have, as per request of Ms. Pasia, who is with you?
With me on my right is Mr. Fezin Wenya. He is the Acting Chief Director, Legal Services. He will be leading us with the presentation. On my left, I've got Ms. Nduli from Legal Services. Behind me, I've got Ms. Noli Kwatembani from Rental. She's a director. And I've got her assistant next to her. Thank you. With your permission, Chairperson, I was saying, Mr. Nguyen will be leading us on the presentation. He will briefly cover the process that the bill has been through. And then, in terms of the invitation,
I see a hand just coming up and down. Honorable Lelis?
The lady president forgot to give the name to the assistant at the back.
Oh, okay. The assistant must have a name, please.
My apologies, Chairperson. The assistant is Ms. Panisa Mabo. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, let me restart. Mr. Nguyen will lead us with the presentation. He will briefly touch on the process that has been undertaken by the department on the Rental Housing Amendment Bill, and then dwell much on the amendments that were proposed by the NCOP in terms of the invitation. with your permission, Chairperson, let me allow Mr. Ngwenya to go to the presentation. Thanks.
Over to you, Mr. Ngwenya.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. Thanks, Honorable Members. Honorable Chair, as the footage indicated, that the bill itself was dealt with by the Portfolio Committee of the First Parliament, and thereafter the bill was subsequently referred to the other house, the MCOP, to be precise, the Committee on Public Service to process and to deal with the bill. Honorable Chairperson, I'll refer to the copy of the bill, which is Title B56C. Precisely, it's got two proposed amendments on clause 3 and clause 20. Those are the clauses that the NCOP, the Select Committee, proposes further into the draft bill. But before I do that, Chairperson, I think it is quite imperative and prudent that I should deal with the background information pertaining to this particular bill. That will, of course, follow the sequence of the slide, which will, of course, highlight firstly the real objectives of the Rental Housing Amendment Bill of 2013. Just to give the historical background to the members for them to acquaint themselves with when I'm going to deal now with the two proposed amendments that have been proposed, therefore, by the NCOP, which is now being fed back in terms of the Constitution back to the Portfolio Committee for concurrence. And it is quite important for me to start actually with the real objectives, what are the real essence of article proposing the amendment to the Rental Housing Act. Firstly, is to amend the Rental Housing Act of 1999 so as to substitute certain definitions. Secondly, is also to set out the rights and obligations of tenants and landlords in a coherent manner, and in a manner which is very simple and also accessible to both the tenant and the landlord. Thirdly, is to require leases to be in writing. Fourthly, is to extend application of Chapter 4 to all provinces, because in the original Principal Act, Chairperson, the only challenge that we had there was that actually the application of Chapter 4 was not only applicable to all the provinces. Hence, we found in application of this piece of legislation that certain provinces actually could find themselves with that Rental Housing Tribunal. So with regards to this particular proviso, we are trying, let me say, to make sure, and also to not make it discretionary, but to make it mandatory for provinces to establish the Rental Housing Tribunal. Fifthly, is to require the MEC to establish the Rental Housing Tribunal in the respective provinces, and also to extend the powers of the Rental Housing Tribunal, and also to provide for the appeal process, and also to require all local municipalities to have Rental Housing Information Offices, and also to provide for the norms and standards relating to rental housing, and also to expand the criminal offences and to provide for matters connected therewith. Honourable Chair, I think it is quite also important to mention that this amendment, were of course proposed jointly by the department together with the National, with the Portfolio Committee, and therefore the bill, as indicated, it was tabled and adopted by the National Assembly in November 2013. And subsequently referred to the National Council of Provinces for concurrence. At the MCOB, Honorable Chairperson, Honorable Members, it was referred to the Select Committee of Public Service, where after the legislature in the provinces were briefed and maternity public hearings were held in all 9 provinces with the purpose of obtaining voting mandates. Chairperson, I think it is quite important that to inform you that we had a very interesting and also consultative process with the provinces, and also we had a very successful public hearings as required in terms of the constitution. Chairperson, I can assure you to say that all nine provinces except the province of the Western Cape, all 8 provinces adopted the bill and also supported the bill and voted in favor of the bill. However, I think it is quite important actually for you, Chairperson, and all members to know that the Honourable Province of the Western Cape reserved its right to vote in respect of the bill, but they were not in principle against the bill itself in terms of in terms of its proposed amendment. But however, I can assure you to say that maybe I will assume to say that, or I presume to say that it was daily by political reasons, but however, throughout the engagement of the province itself, and through even the process of engaging with them while I was presenting all you know, this proposed amendment, actually, you know, to the province itself, they were extremely happy about actually, the amendments. They were looking forward actually, for the amendment to be implemented. But however, you know, they reserved the right to the House of not actually, you know, voting, you know, either in favor or not in favor of the bill. But I can assure you to say that on other 8 provinces, progressively, actually, you know, they adopted the bill with those 2 amendments, and also they proposed to say we need actually, to proceed and move swiftly actually, you know, to announce and to ensure that we implement this particular bill. However, Chairperson, it is also quite important that subsequent to the process, like I've already alluded to, the NSOP accordingly approved the bill with the following 2 amendments. Specifically, Chairperson, they wanted the requester to say that the substitution of the expression landlord wherever it occurs with the expression of landowner. The rationale, Chairperson, honourable members, for the proposed amendment was that in our process of developing legislation, it is also quite important for us to be progressive and also transformative. Honourable members of the province of the Mpumalanga, we have the view to say, if you are talking about the landlord throughout the text of the bill, where is the landlady? So there was the view to say, the landlord itself, its expression reflects, you know, a particular gender. So there was the view to say, we need of course economic to be considered and consider actually that particular amendment to ensure to say that we become progressive, we become actually more transformative, we become also consider the case of those transformation agenda that is being considered currently within the country. However, Dr. Thomas insists to say that we are trying as well as to try to advance the argument to say, look, it is generically an expression that is principle within the South African legal system and South African jurisprudence. It does not generally refer to a particular agenda. But Honorable Chair, I can assure you to say we were, you know, compelled to say that we have to go back and come up with an all-inclusive, you know, expression that will, of course, include that particular, you know, expression. I think it was also a result of, the web published, Oscar Pistorius file, where now it's no longer my rap, you know, it's my lady. So I think it's quite important as well to be concerned, you know, that particular view. So, of course, we're not married to our view, so we went back, you know, as well as in time here, you know, an expression of the landowner to say the landowner will be very inclusive, where it will refer, you know, to both, you know, and that will also be transformative in nature. So that was the first amendment that they proposed, or for the person we were in agreement with that, that is really improgressive in nature. Second, the second substitution amendment was that of the substitution of the National Assembly with Parliament to ensure inclusion of both houses of Parliament. I think it's quite possible that the person to have this particular impression. The Senate committee was worried about the fact to say there is this notion generally and a practice of not considering that house as a house or as a very important house. In particular, there was the view to say that the National Assembly, there is a perception that the National Assembly is the only house that is, of course, being referred and being given a particular kind of a, you know, not a status today, but being given a particular kind of importance when I'm into lawmaking process. So there was the view to say that, as opposed to us say, let the regulations be also be tabled before the National Assembly, we substituted the expression to say that Parliament, because Parliament is inclusive. Because when we refer to Parliament, we refer to both houses. So when you refer to National Assembly, it will be seen to say that it also has to be referred only to that particular house. And then we have the agreement, Chairperson, there it was in the reservation to say, we rather actually prefer to use the word Parliament and substitute National Assembly, because Parliament in general will include both houses. But once the regulations are tabled in Parliament, it means to say that they have to be tabled both to both houses, because in nature, housing itself is a concurrent responsibility and is a concurrent function of the Constitution. Those are the 2 amendments that were proposed, which were proposed in nature, Chairperson, from one sitting, that they were very progressive in nature. They were, of course, enhancing, you know, what has already been started actually, by the portfolio committee. However, there was the view to say that it will go to take us, actually, you know, to the second, you know, highest level if we, of course, consider, you know, those 2 amendments. It is quite important, Chairperson, to say that the Bad Motion Bill was therefore referred in terms of the rules, in terms of the Constitution, back to the Portfolio Committee for concurrence as a part, in terms of the Constitution, in terms of the rules. And the bill, because it was not concluded, Chairperson, by the fourth Parliament, the bill was referred, you know, to the Portfolio Committee for concurrence. And once the Portfolio Committee therefore agreed and concurred with the two amendments as presented before you, Honorable Chair, Honorable Members. Therefore, the bill will proceed according to the President for assent. Honorable Chairman, I think it is quite important to mention to say that it has, of course, been a very interesting and a very intense process and consultation process. And more especially, the person I want to show you to say that at the SOP level, it has been very inclusive process, meaningful engagement has also been pursued in all provinces. I can assure you to say that, Chairperson, that all provinces are currently waiting again for this implementation of this piece of legislation. If, of course, Chairperson, your committee, its federal members, agrees and concurs with the two amendments as proposed by the select committee, Chairperson, as a rest.
Thank you very much, Mr. Manya. That's the presentation from the department. The bill went through the process of the Portfolio Committee of Human Settlements of the fourth parliament and went to the National Assembly and went to the NSOP. The NSOP made two amendments which have been explained: landlord to the landowner and National Assembly to Parliament, those two amendments. And because of the time that those amendments were made, we needed to come back to the portfolio committees. We all know that it was at the time that then we had to prepare for the national elections. So it could not be concluded by the previous portfolio committee and Parliament. So it's in front of us now to look at these amendments from the NCOP so that we can then see this bill to its conclusion. Can I hear comments? Honorable Stolle, Honorable Memezi, Honorable Ghana, Honorable Nganga Tabaje. Anybody else who wants to speak? Okay. So you want to speak first? Okay, just say support.
And so for the purpose of recording, the presenter, I did not hear the presenter mentioning the other expression and only local authority to local municipality. For the purposes of recording, I think we should go first to that. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Chair, and thank you to Honorable Member for this omission. I think, Honorable Chair, it's quite important as well to highlight that the other amendment that has been expressed, you know, by the select committee has been on the expression of local authority to the local municipality in line with the Municipal Systems Act and also in line with the Municipal Structures Act. I think it's in line with the particular piece of legislation. So that we use the right terminology. Thank you, Chairperson. Thank you, Honourable Member.
Thank you very much, and thank you very much, Honourable Nana Tabas. Local authority to local municipality. Honourable Stolle.
Thank you, Chairperson, and thank you, the Ugaro Umfoto Ungwenya. Ungwenya, I'm not a good question. And I'm also ungwenya for presentation. But Chairperson, the concern is that if you check this expression, local authority and local municipalities, we have debated about it. They know. And then we emphasize the local municipality. So I don't know why it went wrong. Sometimes if he can tell us where it went wrong, because during our debate we emphasize the issue of the local municipalities. And the other one, that landlord and landowners, that one sometimes even now, because even during that time we debate about it, but we end up through their advice that we must take on landlord. So what happens now? Why now should be landowners? What is the difference now? Serious, because the thing we have debated about it. And then for the issue of this assembly and parliament, I think it's fine, because sometimes if you are talking about NCOB, they thought that they are not part of official assembly, they are part of parliament. I think that one is fair. Thank you. But my other question is about budget now. Because during that time we were talking about budget and this establishment of local municipalities with these rental houses. So what is going to happen now? Because
I think what we are dealing with is the amendment.
And what we are saying as a remnant of the previous fourth assembly is that these amendments that the NCOP raised, you actually raised them as the portfolio committee, and to be what they are now, but they were not accepted. But then the NCOP, they became soft. So in other words, the debate of this was done in the table. Thank you very much. Honorable Khan.
Thanks, Chair. That one is not on the amendment, but it's related to the bill in terms of the process. And I'm not sure that time when Ms. Tasia was presenting, maybe my notes were not so right. I was after presentation, then at the committee we considered, does this mean, Chair, that the day we take the presentation and we go and do what we have to do as parties, and then we come in to actually say yes or put the thumbs down. I want to be sure on the process before I put anything on the table.
Thank you, Honorable Kana. Honorable Hartley Menes.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you to Sintisiwe, Nobo, and Babu Peizungwenya. Siyabonga. I think, Chair, now that Honorable Nganga Gabache explained this other part that was properly explained, and also Honorable Stoll also confirmed that, in fact, even in the fourth parliament, the portfolio committee wanted to have this. I think I have no longer any question. I think we must appreciate the people that came to present. I think Nwenzim said it well.
Thank you very much, Honorable Members. Honorable Bana, I'm not sure what processes you're talking about, because from what we understand, all the processes regarding this bill have been followed to the letter. The only thing that then is making us to as this committee now to be looking at this bill again is because of the amendment from the NCOP. That's the only thing. All processes have been done. So if we are not having any problem with the amendments from the NCOP, then there's nothing for us to then say we agree to the bill. That's all we have to do. There's nothing else to do. All processes have been done. This would be different, therefore, to a new bill that we would deal with as this committee. This one, you are just concluding a process that is not done by us. All that you are doing is to consider amendments that came from the NCOP. When the portfolio committee itself has done the processes and then had agreed to the bill, had nothing to do, and then the NCOP came with three amendments, landlord to landowner, and National Assembly to Parliament, and local authority to local municipality. Those are the three amendments, and then nothing else. If you agree to those amendments, we have got nothing about those amendments, then agree to the bill. The process is finished. Honorable Memeze and Honorable Kana.
Chair, I'm of the view that having met the other members, we now ready to indeed approve these minor amendments. I think we are not saying that they are minor amendments, so we are ready to approve us. I therefore move for the approval of this amendment by the portfolio committee.
Honorable Kana.
Thanks, Chair. And I have to say that I don't have a particular problem with the amendments. And as I said, the information, or maybe that's how I had it from Ms. Basia last time when we were dealing with the legislative process, was that the department will come. Then the department comes and we find clarity on whatever we find clarity. Then when the department is, because the department is not part of the full team. In fact, when we vote, the department doesn't need to be here. Because it's basically us who vote yes or no on the bill. My understanding was that the department comes, the questions are answered, and then when we convene again, we give a green light or an amber light or a red light. That was my understanding, and I proceeded with that understanding. And if my understanding was wrong, Chair, I would humbly request from you and also members of the committee that the actual voting, maybe we do it next week. We don't deal with any presentation. It's just the formality, so that I do what I have to do also on my side. It's a request. It could be that my understanding was wrong, and I apologize if I understood it incorrectly.
Thanks, Honorable Tobana. I think it was a minor misunderstanding, because remember, we were dealing with the process of a general, not this bill. How do you deal with a bill? So that was why then Ms. Pia was explaining, because that was not a bill that has already been in the process. If we were dealing with a new bill, that would have been processed. But this one is just at the last stage of the conclusion. I think that's where the confusion was. And I understand you perfectly. But I obviously the committee then will have to comment on that. What then do we do? But otherwise, Honorable Tana doesn't have a major problem. It's just that he thought that's what needs to happen. But remember, now, this is not a bill that you are dealing with from the beginning. This, we are dealing with three amendments that all processes have been followed. That's the difference. Honorable Stoll.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think he is right when he says he was not aware about the procedure and the process that happened before. Actually, it was the mistake that was done by the former DA members who were part of the processes. Because they're supposed to inform them about what has happened on this day. Because they even if you can check on the hazard, there were some amendments which were done by the Amiras. Even the languages, even some expression was done by them. Even the proposal, there were documents which were produced by them to amend some issues on that one. Even during the hour debate, they have asked for they will go to their principal for this. So now, I think for us to basically just insert these three amendments which were debated and were left behind.
Thank you very much, Honorable Stolen. Inserting the three amendments, and that's what we are doing. Honorable Papa?
Yes, I wanted to echo the same feeling that what Honorable Ghana feels to be done. Actually, with this one, it was done. It had gone through those points in the fourth element. And wanted to conclude by seconding the opinion of Honorable Mimesi on the amendment.
Thank you, Honorable Chapa. Now, do you still stand by your proposal, Honorable Ghana, so that the chair can then take a decision?
Thanks, Chair. And I think maybe I did not pitch my request. I'm not going to put any amendments to the bill. I don't want to propose any amendment. I'm saying from the understanding that went through the legislative was that we present the questions that are asked, because you never know what questions are going to come. And then after that, we consider from the discussion that we'll have issued, so that when we come back with a proposition. All I'm asking the committee, I'm not going to introduce any new thing. All I'm asking is that the actual voting or the acceptance or that process, I'm asking that we do it next week. I'm not going to introduce new thing. It's just that there are processes that also one need to go through, that my understanding from the presentation was that we have to go through, and I apologize for that. And it's understood, and I did not get to ask the question. So I'm pleading with the committee members to give me an extra 7 days so that on Tuesday, with happiness, we can push everything. So it's just a request. I don't want to introduce anything to the bill.
No, let me get clear, Honorable Ghana. What you are saying, you would want to go and consult on landowners and parliament and local municipality. Is that what you want to do?
Yes.
Those three.
Yes, sir.
Please.
I don't have a problem with the imprisonment, but it's just to make sure that the money so that when
people go to parliament,
we don't get that problem.
Okay, political mandate. Honorable Memezi, and then Honorable Baker can cast.
Thank you very much, sir. I am trying to appeal to Honorable Member Ghana. With the assistance given and the explanation given by Member Stolle, who was part of the fourth parliament and part of this committee, I thought Honorable Ghana would appreciate that those before him also were honorable, and in terms of the party, they were briefed properly. They did what he wants to do now. The reason I want to appeal to Honorable Member Ghana is that we are pressed for time. Our portfolio is dealing with sensitive delivery issues to our people. So we should not waste even a day. Now, when you talk a week for no reason, when you already know that you agree, but you just want to have the 7 days passing by. Because this 7 days will then link with another process elsewhere. So I think in the interest of the people that were deprived of this bill in the fourth term, so I appeal that Honorable Ghana, please understand that there were people before you speaking with minor terms. The process we want to do was done. Please bear with us, bear with the people we are representing. Thank you.
Honorable Baker.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'm just a bit skeptical about the definition that you give me of the reasons for changing landlord to landowner. It doesn't make sense. And if you check the dictionary definitions, a landlord is a person who owns and leases property, land, buildings, etc. Whereas a landowner is just a person who owns land. So then two are not interchangeable as far as gender goes. If gender is the issue, then those two terms are not interchangeable. Because a landowner and a landlord are then, by definition, two very different things. Can I just have clarity on that, please?
Thank you, Rep. Baker. Mr. Ngwenya.
Thank you, Madam Chair. In real sense, it was not the intention to interchangeably use the word and replace the other one, use the other one. It was the intention was to try to find a common ground, a generic way to that to be all inclusive. Not necessarily. What I'm trying to say, I was just trying to advance the reason, say, some of the provinces have raised an issue of saying, you know, when you talk about the landlord with the landlady, all those other things, but it was part of the discussion and the debate that has been engaging. But for us to arrive at a meaningful engagement and a conclusion was to the fact that what would be the all-inclusive term and a way that we can use, and having a look at the other definition of other ways that we can use, the answer came so that what can we refer to a lease or less. So, but in a common law term of, you know, law of COFA, you can't go and also use the same terminology as well in terms of statutes and legislation. But we're trying to find out, let's find a common ground, a common way that will be all inclusive, not necessarily because it's influenced by a particular gender or not be interchangeable, but it was just a common way just to be used for that particular reason.
Thank you, Mr. Ngwenya. I think that I must get into a decision, which unfortunately is something that I'm taking is with a heavy heart, because I don't really want the committee to be pissed one against one member against the other. But looking at the explanations and looking at the amendments that have been put upon us, they really do not change the bill itself. The bill was went through this portfolio committee, it went to the National Assembly, then it went to the NCOP. And then the NCOP came with these three amendments. And these three amendments are sitting in front of us. But now we really would want to delay the process further by saying let's go and convert. So I am just going to then ask members of the committee to indulge me by those that really support the amendments from the SOP and the bill. Can they please raise their hands? And those that are against, can they please raise their hands? Yes, no, we understand. Remember, Honorable Baker, you are not even voting here. Yes, you don't have voting rights. So you're able to discuss, but you don't vote. So what we understand, and I understand exactly what Honorable Kana is saying, they are abstaining, not abstaining because they are not supporting the bill. They are abstaining because they at least need to have a sense of having consulted, so that they that sense that at least they have consulted. We understand that. But the bill, this committee is having 11 members. This portfolio committee has got 11 members that have got voting powers, and 7 of those are supporting the bill and its amendments. And then the 4 are abstaining. Honorable Khan.
Chair, and I don't mean to be difficult in any way. When one read the proposal at read, one didn't have the background, especially around the landlord, why it was changed to landowner. And then after getting that background, surely we wanted to check whether that background that was provided, because what we have did not provide the background why it was changed from landlord to landowner. And now we hear that it's a gender, what you call
it. I have to stop you. A decision has been taken by the chair that the bill had to be voted. 7 people have supported the bill. If I cut my deciding votes, that would be 8. Because I also support the bill. Now, what you are saying is understandable, and you still have the right to go and consult further. But that doesn't stop the committee to continue with the work that it supports the bill. And I thought, let's just clarify that. The amendments, therefore. How many did they not vote? Okay. 7 people voted. See, my mathematics on a Tuesday morning. 7 people voted for the amendments and the bill, and 2 abstained because they still need to consult. Is that what you're saying? Honorable Salem, did you abstain? Did you vote? You didn't vote. Can you tell us? Okay, and 8 with the chair. That's what I'm trying to explain. So 7 voted for the bill, and 3 did not abstain. They are not saying they are against the bill. Yes, 3 have abstained. They are not saying they are against the bill. It's 2 from the members of the GA and 1 from the member of the EFF. That's 3 members. Okay? So 7 have voted and 3 have abstained. And for me, therefore, the amendments and the bill itself has been supported overwhelmingly by the majority of the members of the portfolio. I would therefore like to read so that when it will process it, we all understand. The Portfolio Committee on Human Settlements, having considered the Rental Housing Amendment Bill, Bill 556D of 2013, National Assembly Section 76, amended by the National Council of Provinces and revised by the National Assembly from the stage it reached on the last sitting day of the 6th session of the 4th Parliament. This will be on the minutes of the 26th of August, 2014, yeah. Report that it has agreed to the bill. Report to be considered. and this will be signed by myself as the chair and today's date, so that it goes forward. Do you agree?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much. That concludes the rental amendment bill. I want to thank the official from the department for their time, and you are excused.
The department issued us a report, a presentation, which is going to go on record. And on page 2 of the presentation, there's a minor error, which is important error, because it says the year. Talk about the year. Slide number 4. Please correct line 2 of slide number 4. It's not November 2014, surely it's November 2013, I think.
Ours is November 2013.
We corrected earlier, but I think it should be moved. Because we corrected it earlier on, then other documents are still on our desk. Other members might take it all to know the admin one with error.
Yeah. Okay. No, that's for record. It's been corrected. It's November 2013. Yeah, don't try to lack and say it was November 2014 when we have not arrived there. November 2013. Thank you very much. The officials, as the officials are preparing to leave, members can look at the minutes in front of their desk so that we can adopt the minutes of the previous meeting. Can we look at the minutes of that plan? Can we look at the minutes of the 2nd of September? Are you saying actually those two briefings by the computer researcher on the third fourth quarter report is not enough, because there it's on page 2.
No, it's Chairperson, I say it is enough, but yes. My concern is that it was a confidential report from the research.
No, it's a routine, but it just doesn't say what is the content of the briefing. It just says there was a briefing. So I'll be happy. Okay. With that explanation. That the members will sort from the department.
Okay. It's just a pedantic one. Also on the council bullet, point 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, the sixth bullet, the last bullet, with the land that had been acquired, not inquired. And I'm not sure about the word two bullets say progress was also on the accreditation of municipalities. Shouldn't there be clarity was short on the
clarity.
Okay.
On page three there are those bullet 1, 2, 3, 4. Progress was sought. We just say instead of progress, clarity was sought on the accreditation of Muslims and the criteria. That's the amendment or the correction. Okay. With those corrections, can I get a mover of the minutes of the second? Honorable Memezi, can I get a seconder? Honorable Tolle. Yes, with the then we go to the minutes of the 26th of August. This is the meeting that was dealing with the legislative process. Meeting of the 26th of August.
Okay, there's just a correction on the page 3, adoption of the minutes, this is paragraph 5, the minutes of 26 August 2014 were considered MLP Khwarai. I don't know where I was, that one to say Mr. MP or M, I don't know what that event.
Okay. Your initials must be correctly captured. Okay, Honorable Khwarai. Honorable Ghana?
Thanks, Chair. I think the date.
Yes.
The date of the 20th is going to reflect anything.
Yes. So the date is?
The 19th.
Okay. Honorable Ghana Tabash?
For the purpose of future, for the purpose of record, Honorable Khwarai started his contribution by proposing that we amend the agenda on the second session of the committee, because we started with the workshop. When we are going to deal with the minutes, he proposed that we amend the agenda, and I think I'm glad to amend his minutes. That should be reflected. Because at some stage we might be challenged that was a workshop. So that must be recorded. I think it should.
Is everybody comfortable with that?
Yeah.
Can it reflect on the minutes? Honorable Stone.
Chair, I was not present.
So
but
to say,
for correction of all. You see, page one, under opening, then on top of announcement, should be there, I think the apology, what
oh.
is the apology?
Okay.
Then is under opening an apology. The second sentence, she informed the committee that human segment entities were scheduled for to present it. As they call it to eat. Why would have mentioned to them that I'm going to come out
Okay, from Susafi Begin Hulosho. That's well. Honorable members?
Still on page one, just above paragraph two announcement. But,
that's what is corrected by Honorable Stone.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay. Thank
that's
you.
Exactly the correction. that's typologies, yeah, typologies, yeah. Okay. With those amendments, can we move them over for the minutes of the 26th? Honorable Papa? Seconded by Honorable Ghana and Honorable Sarai. Okay, then we go to the minutes of the 29th of July, where we had the contractors. You remember these minutes were asked previously, I then said they will be circulated when the report is also circulated, and I'm hoping by now members have heard that report. Okay. Electronically, the report was sent, and we look at those minutes.
I'm trying to find out. I was not here.
Okay.
I didn't apologize.
Okay. You didn't apologize?
No. I think there's something wrong.
You didn't?
We have to check our record.
And Mr. Pastia told you that you did not apologize. Another good cut.
Thank you, Chair. Page 2. Of the report, under opening and welcome, that third sentence says, the chairperson obtained the meeting and welcomed the deputy mayor. I think you should specify deputy mayor for which municipality. Thank you.
I agree. It was the deputy mayor for Nelson Mandela. Thank you, Honorable Carter. Any other corrections? If there are no questions, can we get it over? With that amendment from Honorable Kata. Honorable Hamfrin, maybe he is moving second by Honorable Kata. Thank you very much. Honorable members, having then dispensed with the minutes, I'm going to give you another token. I just wanted to deal with this first. Tomorrow is Wednesday. Tomorrow is that day that you have been invited by the Chamber of Mines. Remember? Tomorrow is the 10th. Yes. At half past. Yeah, they said it during their lunchtime, half past 12, yes. To go and mingle with them and meet them. They will be at the townhouse hotel. We know the townhouse hotel by now. We've been there, so at least nobody will get lost. It's just for them to know you. members of the committee. So it's just a reminder. Yeah, just to know you. And secondly, honourable member, we really would want, if tomorrow you are not that busy, the support staff would like to take all of you to Home Affairs at 9 tomorrow to go and do your official passport tomorrow and IDs. The ID you're going to pay is 140, the passport you don't pay. If I know that ID is also free if you're over 60. But if you're under 60, unfortunately, you will have to pay. So, it would be better if you do it tomorrow in your time, so that at least that is done. So that when we have to have trips and everything else, we don't have to rush at that time and run around. So tomorrow, 9 o'clock, where you want to meet them, Ms. Patia, that's in front of the portiers. That's where, portiers is where the entrance.
Did you just report
that
it's
just at 9 o'clock? How? I put one at that number. You want to meet them at 8 and you meet them at 9? Yes. No, but there will be punishment. No, punishment will be made. Yes. Tomorrow 9 o'clock, at 8:45, please meet at front of the portage, and then the support staff will take you there to have your... why this thing is making... why is it making you to make noise, this official passport thing and ID? You did it last year. Those that did it, they don't have to go. We are talking about those that need to have it. We are not saying those that have it must go. So it doesn't need to, that doesn't need a debate. No, it can't be a debate, I think. No. So that's the announcement. You wanted to say something?
Thanks, Chair. I think my statement follows on the minutes that we just approved now on the 29th of July. I think we did express that we want to deal with this matter speedily. And I think it has been almost going towards 2 months now. And I'm not sure if we have gone back to the contractors or the... I'm requesting that we try to get this matter out of the way. Because we don't want this matter bugging us forever. Yeah. So I'm not sure what the plans are with regard to this. We can just try to fix them. Yeah.
Thank you very much, Honorable. And I think we'll give an update. We are in contact with them, but we'll give an update on when they must be happy. Okay, all right. Thank you very much. No, no photos. No photos. It's all digital. I also took photos, and then it's all digital. So my photos are a waste. Honorable, did you want to say something? Okay. So, in absence of anything else that needs to be said, I really would want to declare the meeting closed.
Thank you
very much.